Oh, I am so glad we're getting drinks. I can't even tell you how horrible this tastes in. Oh. Yeah, you know it already. Same old with my boss. I don't know who put this bug up his ass to come to me with every single mistake my team makes. Osara, you did this, you fucked this up. Sara, you did that, you fucked that up. I wish I could tell him, no, that was Clarissa, that was Sean, but I don't want to rat them out. Then he'll just go to them, flip out. And anyway, it all stems from his incompetence. I'm sorry, I'm being so negative. It's just, it's hard working under him. I come to the lab every day and I'm so stressed. I'm shaking, my hands are unsteady. I don't even know how to deal with it all. My only moments of respite are the coffee breaks with you. Thank you. You always put things into perspective. It will always make me feel better. I don't even know. I don't even know what I would do if you didn't work here. Please never quit. If you quit, I quit. Right away. Well, you know that's true. God. I don't even know what we're doing here. Do you? It's so negative here. One for our friends or our patients. I wouldn't even want to work here. But you make it better. So, where are we going for lunch today, huh? Well, it's Friday, so we have an hour. There's the poke place off of Fallbrook. The sushi place on Roscoe. All Italian down the street. Where would you like to go? I'm glad. I'm feeling poke too. I can never turn fish. I guess in Petorskoy we have, you know, poke. We eat raw fish. I mean, Karelians, we eat some of the Swedish and Finnish diets, so smoked salmon, lox, ketokala, which is like salmon soup. And that's pretty good. My dad makes it really well. I'm homesick for that. Maybe I'll get salmon poke today. Yeah, so we're thinking poke then? Let's go. Oh, I'm sorry my car is so dirty. I keep meaning to bring it to the shop, but yeah, life gets in the way. How have you been anyway? How is your boss treating you? Yeah? I hope they recognize you for all the hard work you do. I know I do. We're not even in the same department, and I always see you hustling. Always. Of course. You work very hard, and you deserve recognition for that. Well, if they don't give it to you, then I will. Oh, man. I shouldn't be spending so much on food. It's expensive, but it's worth it. Yeah. What kind of poke are you getting? Ooh, that sounds good. Are you getting the seaweed with it? Yeah, I always like mine with the seaweed, the nori, and the fish eggs, sago. It's like ikra, you know, caviar. It's very good. Yeah, I think I'll go with the fried onions, too. And Diet Coke, of course. Oh, thank God the weather's been good lately, huh? It's so hot in LA by this time, but we seem to finally be getting a little bit of rain, some clouds, some mist, so I won't get sunburnt. Yeah, let's go in. So, do you have any weekend plans? Yeah, me neither. I was hoping to go on a hike somewhere. Maybe Slide Mountain. I hiked Weedeker Peak last week, just north of Cascadia. It's beautiful. You can see panoramic views of Slide Mountain, Cobblestone Mountain, Pyramid Lake, Piru Creek. It's beautiful. I mean, the nature here, it's, you know, very different from Russia, from Karelia, from Finland. But it's beautiful. I've really fallen in love with the chaparral. You guys don't get so many wildflowers, but it makes them all the more beautiful. When it's spring, I finally see them. And you get those beautiful plants in the May, the yucca, those spiny leaves, and the yellow flowers. They're beautiful, like giant candle brushes. You don't know how lucky you are to have lived in LA all your life. Do you know how many people dream of moving here? Whole life. And not because I want to be a movie star, nothing like that. I just wanted sunshine. And now that I have sunshine, I don't want it anymore. I've already become spoiled. You'll go with me? Really? Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, I have to warn you, it's 10 miles uphill halfway. It's pretty steep. I know you're in condition. You can do it. It'll be beautiful. There's a fire tower, like a watchtower for the firefighters at the top of the mountain. But they call it Slide Mountain for a reason. I'm afraid I'll slide down. You'll hold my hand when I walk down? That's good. See, what would I do without you? I don't know. I'm very lucky you're my friend. Sometimes it feels like you're my only friend. You're very special, you know? You're very kind, very funny. You can always make me laugh when I just feel like crying. And sometimes I do. You're very empathetic. Great listener. I see you blushing. Well, I'm not going to stop complimenting you. You're very caring, very social. Anyone would be lucky to be your friend. I know I am. Thank you. I'll pack us something good. Peace. Yeah, at the top of the fire tower. We'll eat it there. Don't tell me you're afraid of heights. Good. Me? A little bit, but I try not to think about it. When you hike every weekend, you start getting accustomed to heights. Yeah, I'll bring something. I usually make caprese sandwich. Yeah, you know, with the kasha bread, some mozzarella, basil, tomatoes, pesto. It's good. Yeah, I don't even toast it. It's better that way. It just has to be crispy, cold. You know, the tomato, if it gets soggy, it's not good. The bread gets soggy, same thing. Now toast the bread, nothing else. Yeah, and I'll bring some bottles of, you know, those Starbucks bottles of coffee you get at the gas station. It'll be a good lunch. Casa, Slide Mountain. Chez, Slide Mountain. Yeah. Chef's daughter. Oh, that's a scary thought, isn't it? Me cooking. It'll be fun. Maybe we'll see some hawks or condors. I saw the most beautiful condors when I was hiking Whitaker Peak. They're gorgeous, the way they just glide on the wind. I don't see anything like it back home. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I make you see your home city in new eyes. It's beautiful. All right. Do you know how much you've made my day? I was so nervous about going back after lunch. I just felt my boss would just be on my ass all day. Sara, what is wrong with this? Sara, what is wrong with that? Who did this? Who did that? Oh, but, you know, thinking about our plans, it's all worth it. I have to get through this last bit of suffering before we can hang up. But that is fine. Yeah, and, well, you know, we can get drinks after. I always get a drink. It helps with the soreness after hiking so many miles. All right. We should probably get up early, though. It's a bit of a drive all the way out there. You have to turn off some pretty gnarly roads. Well, you're more than welcome to stay the night. If it gets us on the road easier. Yeah. I mean, you already know my apartment's in Glendale. You're more than welcome. My roommates won't mind. I think they think I'm a hermit anyway. So, it'll be good. We'll watch some funny movies and get some sleep. And we'll be on the road by 8. And that's not even that early, I know, but we need the sleep, right? Sounds good. Thank you. I'm really lucky you're my friend.